Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. See, doing the work will change your life because you're able to start today. So as I'm watching this video, the thought of the title came across to me to say that if you believe in your dreams, if you believe in your thoughts, if you believe in the action that you're taking, the action that you're taking will pay off in time. It will pay off in time because it will pay off as you are more consistent over time. We have to do the work today. Somebody said we have to do the work today. Isaiah said we have to do the work today. It's not the fact that the work is overwhelming. It's the mere fact that today we're not making today a priority. We're not making today important. We're not making today special. See, there's a saying that says tomorrow is not promised. So why do we promise to do the work tomorrow when today is already here? See, when you have a goal, now you start to understand, like, if the work doesn't pay off today, when will it pay off? Tomorrow's not promised. One thing, as I'm watching this video, as I'm watching Vic Blends talk to Lil Yachty as they come to hair, he has a journey. He has a story. He has something that he has been through, but he didn't give up. He didn't give up. I would love to know, like, hey, bro, you did not give up. Yes, we see that. But what are we not seeing? What work did you have to do? What information was overwhelming at first? And as you start to learn and start to be consistent with it, it began to make sense. What is something that you're not sharing? What is something that can't be explained unless you go through it? See, going through the work is understanding that there's something that can be accomplished. There's something that can be accomplished. See, when you start today, you know, something is you starting. Because when you start, now you can start putting goals for yourself. Now you can start creating different achievements for yourself, different moments for yourself. Because the work is not going to be easy. It just get easier over time as you continue to do the work, to continue to do the process and build the strength up. See, I remember when I started going to the gym back in high school. I remember when I started going to the gym back in high school when I was playing football. And if you never played a sport before, you have to stay in shape. You have to stay in shape and you have to get stronger by the day. You have to get stronger by the week. You have to get stronger by the practice. You have to get stronger every single day. That's conditioning. That is conditioning. Yeah, I agree. You have to get stronger and really believe that the work that you're doing today is making a difference. Because when you go against someone else, go against another opponent, go against another teammate, your strength would match. Either you're going to be stronger or you're going to be weaker. I remember this one time I was going against this. He was like, first off, that was twins. That was like 6'2", 6'3", 250 pounds. I'm 5'8", 160, 170. And when I was going, I said, man, don't push me down too hard, okay? I'm going to make it seem like you push me hard, but let me run into you, and I will flop. I will fall hard, make it seem like you did something. And so I did that. That was the craziest thing I ever done before, okay? It was crazy. Because I did that hurt myself. Mind you, these guys was huge. One was on one side, one twin was on one side, and the other was on the other side. And so I told one of the twins, I said, man, listen, don't use your strength against me. I know I'm not that strong as you. I don't need to prove nothing. This is what I'm going to do. Put your hands up. I'm going to run to you. Then I'm going to just fall. It was a good plan. I had a goal. Not to get embarrassed. Not to get hurt. Not to be struck with all his power. I thought that was a good move on my end. So when I learned that you have to really build the strength of your strength, won't match the next person. Your conditioning won't match the next situation, but you will be able to continue to show up. You'll be able to show up in a way that matters the most because you're building consistency. You're building consistency. The reason why I know of Vic Blends today is because he's consistent. He's been doing the work he started years ago, and he's still showing up. The reason why it's so important to start today, because you never know where you'll be 3 years from now, 4 years from now. Heck, even next year, you'll never know where you'll be. Isaiah say, that's key. Know your strengths. Know your strengths and identify your weakness. Because you can't be strong at everything. You can't be great at everything. Yet you can't be weak at everything. You can't be, you can't have weakness in everything that you do. Something that you're doing has some type of strength for it, but it's building it up. It's building the discipline, the consistency, the realization that you can do something. See, going to the gym and working out is hard because you have to do it every day. So then when your arms and your body is sore, you still have to do it. You still have to work out. You still have to get in shape. See, getting in shape is what stops a lot of people because it's starting this that makes people overthink about the work, overthink about the process, overthink about everything that needs to go on with staying healthy and working out. See, you don't have to play sports to work out. You just work out just to stay healthy. Hold on. I hope somebody caught there. See, when you have a goal, now you're building your conditioning up for yourself. Now you're building your strength up for yourself. Now you're building your belief that you have for yourself. See, when Vic started, when Vic was doing what he was doing, interviewing and cutting hair and going in public in different areas, different places, different states, he's communicating with people and he's showing his talent by cutting their hair. Now people know him. Not my job. I've been talking about Vic Blends the last 19, 20 minutes. But I know of him because he didn't stop. He didn't stop showing up. And so him not stop showing up, there's something here that has to be done. I can believe in myself so much. I can have the thoughts of me becoming something every single day. And if I don't do the work with that belief, that's a wasted thought. Because I'm not starting. I'm overthinking. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough to begin. I don't like the way my voice sounded. I don't like the way my voice sounds. When I started making videos, I tried to change my voice by editing the video, trying to make it a little bit deeper. because I wasn't comfortable with my voice. I wasn't comfortable with the way I showed up on camera. I wasn't comfortable with the way I delivered the message. And so as I could continue to do it, I was getting in shape on how to create videos. I was building conditioning on how to act on my dreams. Action is life. I was building the awareness. That was what a segue. Isaiah said, action is life. Action is life. And as I was building the awareness that I need to continue to do something, my voice is absolutely okay. I had to learn that my voice, my skills, the way I show up, who I am, is perfect. Because it's me. It's me. I can only be the best I can be. I can't be the best that Vic Blends can be because it's Vic Blends that's here in front of me that I've been doing in a different way that I'm not understanding. So as I continue to make videos, as I continue to show up, as I continue to be present, I was learning that I was being present to understand that it's okay to be on camera. It's okay to be yourself and it's okay to achieve your dreams. And so when I start to understand that there's more here than just creating and talking to a camera, what is this? What is recording and talking to the camera? What is the purpose behind it? And so when I start learning about business, marketing, advertising, promotion, you're advertising and promoting yourself. You're putting yourself out there to different people that's willing to listen to you. As you continue to show up, they not only listen to you, they remember you. Oh, now it wasn't the fact that I was doing it wrong, but I started ugly. There's a book called Start Ugly. I haven't even read it, but the title is so great. Start Ugly. You have to start when you don't know all the information. You have to start when you're not familiar with what you're doing. You have to start when you just have a thought, because this thought can turn into something that you don't even expect. And you also have to understand that there's work that has to be done.